This is Alamo Radio, LEGO Talk Podcast, Episode 26, LEGO Halo, and Other News.
LEGO, building bricks into a town. LEGO, build a house and knock it down.
LEGO. Welcome to this edition of Alamo Radio. Joining me on the line is Nanon and Mike Huffman. On this episode, we have been flooded with a bunch of news, so we actually won't be discussing a topic per se at the end, but there is plenty to discuss in the news, unlike the last 2 weeks, so that will be keeping us busy, I am sure. So first on the news, we have a story about LEGO Halo, the video game. Now, this story appeared in EGM's April edition, and Xbox 360 Fanboy, the online website, reported on it. The article said that a LEGO video game of Halo was going to be created by Bungie Studio, going through the three different video games. It sounded extremely interesting, but did you guys notice anything a little strange about it?
First of all, I think it's a pretty crazy move that Bungie is doing it. I mean, I don't ever think Bungie would ever LEGO-fy anything, especially Halo. I mean, considering Halo is a pretty mature rated game. But this is definitely a successful move in my part, because lots of us are Halo fans out there. And, I mean, it'll definitely be a fun experience to play Halo in, like, the LEGO universe.
And, Mike, did you notice anything a little bit strange about it?
Not right off bat. I mean, I had the same gut reaction that Nanon did. Other than like the Portal game that came, that I guess is a spinoff from Halo. But other than that, I thought it was a pretty violent game for LEGO to be moving in this direction, or if Halo has contracted Bungie to move into this direction.
So the first thing that I was absolutely shocked about when I saw this scan or image of the magazine piece was that there's no LEGO Halo line. So what's going on? And I did a quick search on Google News and very quickly found out that this is the April's edition of EGM's magazine.
April 1st,
yes. So, yes, one of the greatest April Fool's joke for me that I've come across. So there actually, unfortunately, will be no LEGO Halo game. Even though it was a pretty convincing image, and it looks like a pretty convincing article there, but no LEGO Halo.
I was very optimistic for the first hour that you showed me the link, but man. All right, move on.
Yes, we'll now move off that non-item to the real item of the week, I think, which is the new Spaceline announced by LEGO.com. It's going to be based on the Chris Giddens Pre-Classic Space and Mark Sandlin's Threevil, and it's, well, fan-designed, and it's going to be sold through Factory. Do you guys know how this will be sold? Like, is this just going to be online, or will it be in different stores?
The only thing that I can think is that it might be like the other Factory sets that were released, that they might actually hit the shelves, but limited.
We've seen two pictures via the Brick Journal. Someone took the pictures in Brick Journal and posted them up to Brickshelf, and it sounds like these sets are going to have a $100 price tag. Nan, do you think that's slightly overpriced, or...?
It's definitely discouraging. I mean, it's what people want are most likely the individual models and not the entire bundle pack. So $100 to spend on one package, I mean, at a time, it's pretty high for most people. I mean, I thought it would be a better move for LEGO to release these sets as individual, smaller sets that people can buy instead of one huge set.
Mike, do you think that the $100 price tag, if that's what it turns out to be, is reasonable, or?
No. Actually, I'm trying to look online, because I had thought there was an announcement over on Classic Space about it, and I thought the price breakdown were like $20 each. But don't quote me. I was trying to look for the link for it.
But the other thing is that it was hinted at by either Mark or Chris on Classic Space that there's going to be more than two sets, so it is possible that these aren't the $100 sets. That would certainly make sense. I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Well, what you're also seeing, and sorry if I go off tangent on this one, like the Hobby Train, it's unfortunate that it didn't sell as well as I think LEGO thought so. And I think it goes back to like what Nanon was saying, is there really needs to be a lower price point. I mean, the $100 price point is good, but it's, you know, I think it really discourages a lot of fans from rushing out and just buying two or three copies of it. And I think that's what fans are looking for, is something at a reasonable price point where you can buy two or three copies of it and have a nice palette apart, so to speak.
But that's not to say that there isn't a place for a $100 set.
There is, but I think for something like this, for fan-created stuff to be successful, I think, honestly, there really needs to be some lower price point sets. Otherwise, it's going to suffer the same death that the Hobby Train did, which is, you know, now it's on clearance for $50 everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. I like it on clearance. I picked up four myself.
I don't think LEGO likes that, though.
No.
Oh, well.
What do you guys think about the method of going to fans for LEGO to have the design? We've seen this with, I believe, Castle, and I think even the Mars missions, and a whole bunch of Jawa Sandcrawler Marketplace. I'm sure the list is endless. Do you like this with, and this seems even more direct than before, are you in favor of this?
I have no problem with this, as long as the sets are good, as long as the cook pieces are good, and I have no preference as to who designed it.
And Mike?
Actually, I think it's a great idea. There's some really talented artists out there. There's some really talented LEGO builders. And it's, you know, it's a testament to their art to be able to show off something officially made by LEGO. I mean, on the converse side of that is, if you work for LEGO, I'm sure that, you know, you don't want to put out too many fan sets because, you know, trademarks and somebody always wants their cut of the money. But at the same time, I think this is a good way to really show off or showcase fan art.
Do you guys think that this will be a kind of like the death of Mars Mission, or is this just going to be a, you know, one-off run and not have any subsequent releases?
Mars Mission, it's a mediocre space theme. I wouldn't really care too much if it died or if it continued.
I mean, I hope it does take off. I mean, I hope that there's a lot of people that enjoy it and actually buy these sets, these new space sets. Because anyway, I'm been thinking, there was a podcast by Jake McKee, which is, he recently released on his blog, basically a video discussion of his time working at LEGO and how it changed the shape of business. And it was an interesting look, you know, because he's still a LEGO fan, and, you know, he still talks about the company from time to time. And, like, I forget if it was exactly in that video that he was talking about with the Mars mission, but he did talk about early on when they were talking to the train guys about the hobby sets, that basically he brought a bunch of AFOLs in to meet with some of the designers and basically sat them down and said, okay, this is what we come up with. What do you as fans like about it or don't like about it? And basically they ripped them a new one and said, you know, this is crap. This is the worst sets that we've seen ever come out of LEGO. And so I think that kind of interaction is really good. And I kind of hope that us as fans will have more input in the future. Likes, I mean, Mission to Mars, it has some good potential, but, you know, for the most part, I do agree it is kind of crap. But the problem, though, is it's a company, so you still have sets that are in production right now that they really can't change for 2 to 3 years down the road. So I'm hoping that this might be some of the last sets that don't have any fan input on, if you get my meaning.
But, you know, it's a weird relation between the fans and the company. It has to be, you know, unique to LEGO.
It is. And one of the things that Jake was talking about was it is a new, unique business model that they're taking, or a unique approach that they're taking. Because basically a few years ago, they really didn't know who their fan base was or who was buying their sets. you know, initially when he was talking on the video that they thought AFOLs accounted for 5% of the sales. And here LEGO just released that it's 20% of the sales. And you got to imagine, you know, they're still learning about this new marketplace that's out there. So, and tastes are changing. You know, you just can't continue building the same. You know, eventually I'd love to see them come out with a bunch more town sets that don't include policemen, firehouses. You know, how many more of those do we really need? We need, I'm really glad for the Green Grocer and the Market Street Cafe and all of that stuff. I mean, it's going to make a wonderful town set, but, you know, do we really need another fire station?
Well, thing is, when you're marketing to the adults who make up 20% of your sales, and when are you marketing to the kids who don't have a police station, who don't have a fire station?
Well, and the other thing is, they're not also going to have $150 that they can drop on a set either. So there is some give and take there, too.
Well, I don't know about $150 for a fire station, but...
No, I mean the ones that they have kind of clearly marketed to adult fans, which is the Market Street Cafe and the Green Grocer and stuff.
Yeah, well, my point is that there's always going to be a place for the sets that we've already had in the past, because the kids weren't around in the past to have them. But yeah, it is very interesting that LEGO is going in this direction. It was revealed this week that via Brickmaster, a new Indiana Jones set will be given out. It's 83 pieces, a little car jeep type thing. Looks fairly nifty. Are either of you guys subscribed to Brickmaster?
I am.
Me too.
And do you guys find it good value, and are you content subscribers?
Well, see, this is a set, well, the kind of set that makes Brickmaster worth it. Before, you get, you know, creator models or some really small talent set. But things like Indiana Jones or possibly Star Wars, that's going to make, I mean, Brickmaster sell.
How expensive is Brickmaster?
It's $40 in the U.S., and it seems to be an exclusive to the U.S. right now.
So it's 83 pieces. Is the other content that you get good?
Well, like I said earlier, you don't really, well, so far I haven't really gotten much that's good. But, you know, with this, I'm hoping that Brickmaster will release some actually worthwhile sets. Basically, for $40, you get five sets, and their Brickmaster magazine, which I don't really read, and I think some miscellaneous stuff like a ticket to Legoland and two coupons for a shop at home.
Well, and they also, there's additional content in some of the magazines that aren't released in the normal LEGO fan magazine, or the Brickmaster magazine. And is it really worth the value? Some days, yes, other days, no. I mean, if this does get released, this would be a real good plus. The other stuff, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Bionicles when it comes out every time, or some of the small car sets. And they're fun little toys to get in the mail every, 2 months? But this would actually make my subscription worth it to get this set, because it is a really neat set.
And another Indiana Jones topic is, we've seen a few more pictures of the video game, which, of course, will be documenting the three original Indiana Jones films. Looks fairly interesting. I'm not a huge gamer, so I don't have much to say about this. I find it interesting that they've gone back to the original three instead of doing the new film.
Well, if you think about video game production, it may take 2 to 3 years to actually have a storyline and to do all the game work and stuff. The movie might still have been in production at the time, and they may not have had enough details to actually give them to actually build a video game based on it at the time.
But it's not like you don't see video games based on movies.
Yeah, but I don't know what the relationship between LEGO and Spielberg and Lucas is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point. Yeah. And the other thing is that Indiana Jones, certain parts of it, especially Temple of Doom, are pretty mature, so... It'll be fun to see how they handle some of those parts, if at all.
A LEGO beating heart in somebody's hand.
Exactly, yeah. Lastly, on the topics, we have concept art for LEGO Universe, which looks like a interesting massively multi-online role-playing game by LEGO. But again, I wonder how much of it will actually be a LEGO environment, or if it will just be, you know, the buildings and LEGO and...
Some of the screenshots I've seen that for that is, it's very LEGO-ized.
Have there been screenshots out yet?
Yeah, a few. Penny Arcade. I don't know if you read them.
No.
It's a video gamer's blog, and they actually had a spoof on the LEGO universe. Somebody posted it to Lugdat. You'll have to look. Talking about... production, that it's still in development. You know, it's been, what, 2-3 years now that it's still in development.
Yeah. So those are our news topics.
Oh, what about the still 40K in LEGO?
Oh, yes. We cannot skip that. Thank you for reminding me. A news story came out this past week that a man has stolen $42,000 worth of LEGO Star Wars and auctioned them off on eBay. And I don't know what you guys were thinking when reading this, but I thought, wow, that's a pretty intelligent way to get your bucks worth of Lego.
It is. It actually is.
That is something else. So the story goes that he would buy a Lego set or a number of Lego sets and then take them out and then in an hour or so or whatever, go back, get the same sets, and walk out with the receipt in hand, which... quite amazing that would happen.
It's articles like this that make me wonder, you know, where does all these quick-link sellers get their mass sets that are just so early, or like, well, not so early, but like such high quantities when clearly they're not on sale yet. So this article has definitely made me reconsider my quick-link experience and who to buy my stuff from. Next time I shall question some sellers on where they got their products. If they were answering my question, that is.
Do you have anything to add, Mike?
I don't know. I just sighed really big, if you didn't hear me. I'll do it again if you want me to. I do kind of dabble with BrickLink. I do sell some stuff on BrickLink. And when the first guy came out, I can't remember his name now, but when he... was caught stealing from Targets and reselling stuff on BrickLink. It gives everybody such a bad name. And then to have some other guy, like less than a year later, year and a half later, do it.
You know, this guy's been doing it for, what, 2 years? And
it's actually true. Oh, my God.
People at the store didn't even realize until Target realized, oh, shoot, we were $42,000. And it should be noted this guy is from Florida, right, Mike?
Oh, he is? I didn't see that.
Do you know him by any chance?
Yeah.
He's my neighbor. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Anthony Rica. Ring a bell at all? So, we will move on to our mocks of the week. Mike, do you want to start?
It's called Now That Is Black Fantasy, and it's a Lando Calrissian sitting on a Cloud City jacuzzi with two girls. It's pretty funny.
Oh, Keith Goldman.
So, Nan, you were kind of the one who started this black fantasy building spree. So, what do you think about Keith Goldman taking a little poke at your different...
I love it. I love it. I love everything that's got humor in it. So, it's a great mock.
This would be a interesting one for the topic that we did last time about... are there limits as to what you can put into a mock? But
can I still keep it PG?
yeah. I don't know if you'd call this one PG, would you? I don't know.
Yeah, it's still PG.
Yeah, okay. I guess all Lego's PG then, maybe. Yeah. Okay. And Nanon, do you have a mock of the week?
Sure. I really like Rocco's post-8 o'clock diarrhea thing. That's what he called it. It's basically a chick riding a motorcycle, jumping over his broken road while there's like tentacled monsters chasing her. It's amazing. And it's so fabulous. It's got such a style of Rocco to it that I really like. So that's my favorite for this week.
Mm-hmm. And mine is a vignette by Harrison, and it is of a saloon from the Wild West, and it's got a lot of leg pieces in it for the different arc attack in the saloon. So I really like it, and he's really captured the typical Wild West feel in this. So Sky pointing a gun at another minifig, all flesh, interestingly, and I still picked it. So.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just mentioned legs, and I just realized that the entire bottom portion of the bar is made out of minifig legs.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Very. It's weird.
You've
been
listening to LMO.
I don't know if it looks right, but it's interesting.
Subscribe.
That's why I picked it.
Definitely creative.
Hey, I've got all these black leathers, these brown legs. What am I going to do with them?
LMO.org. Or comment in our blog, which can be found at radio.laml.org.
All right, I think that does it for this episode.
LML Radio is not
I think Mike can thank you, Nanon, for coming on the show.
With the LEGO Group
thank you for having us.
And you can find the official LEGO website at lego.com. Until next time.